101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
I first want to say I got to give it up to homeboy I'm calling Zach, all right?
Yes. Okay.
So I met Miguel and Holly family member Zach at Franklin Manor Friday night during our Guilty Pleasure Fridays. And so he comes up to me and he goes, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And usually when you're at a club and someone says, let me go talk to you, you're like, oh, wait, this is serious.
Yeah.
So he walked outside and he goes, okay, I know this is really random because I've never met you before, but I listen to you all every single morning, and I've heard some of the advice that you've given Scott about dealing with his girlfriend, and so I have some questions about how I can talk to women. I said, okay, what you got? Give it to me.
Sure.
He goes, I think he said he was like 23, 24. He said, I'm into some really strange bedroom things.
Oh.
And I'm not really sure how to bring that up to a woman when I meet her on Tinder, on Bumble. Is it a first date conversation? Is it a second date? And so then I was like, well, what sort of things are we talking about?
This
is when his face turned red.
Oh, well, he had to know you were going to ask.
I know, right? But I just think after some drinks, like, he thought he was ready to have that conversation.
He wasn't ready.
And so then I there are some things I can't list and say on the radio.
Oh.
But this is just what I'll say.
Nah, 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 come on. Nah, 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 come on.
Yeah. Okay. Now, hold on. Quick clarification. Do you happen to know if he likes to be dominant or submissive?
It's a good question, and it's a very important question.
Submissive.
Okay, 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 okay.
So now, are we all on the same page?
Got it.
So I didn't know what to say. I was like, I don't know. I don't know if that's a first date conversation. Like, do you put it on your Tinder profile? Do you have the conversation on the first date? And then let's say, because I was like, I'm sure this is something you don't want to bombard people on the first date with. So let's say if it's third or fourth date, how do you bring this up?
Love is great, love is fine.
Okay.
That's what I'm asking. 877-999-1015. If you are a woman, a single woman, you're out and you're dating, would you expect a guy to ask you or explain to you, hey, I'm into some different type of stuff? Wow. 877-999-1015. Holly, do you have any thoughts?
Absolutely never on the first date. No. And just common courtesy, because you don't need to, like, then you're going in thinking your entire relationship is about the bedroom.
Mm.
And it's not. Like, you got to get to know a person.
Right.
So maybe after you've dated for a little bit and, you know, maybe after you've gotten intimate, because then you've already got, like, a groundwork of getting to know someone. And you can slowly bring it up and be like, you know, I always thought it would be really hot if we did XYZ. Then you can kind of gauge the temperature of the room. And you just ease into it. Because you throw it out on the first date, even someone that might be as into it as you are is like, bro, can you
down.
Like, all I'm trying to do is order some appetizers. Like, calm down.
877-999-1015. How do you have that conversation? Hey, I'm into some freakish stuff. Call us up, 877-999-1015. If you've gone through this too, we'll take your calls in three songs on Hot 101.5.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
I met up with a guy at Franklin Manor, a Miguel and Holly family member who we're calling Zach, and he wanted to know, how do I have conversations asking women about being into some off-the-beaten-path sexual things? So Shannon in Tampa, how do you have these sort of conversations with someone about your sexual interest? Have you gotten into these sort of conversations before?
Well, yes and no. I guess what I wanted to say is I think that the advice that you should give him is to be aware that in this particular area in Tampa, there's a huge lifestyle and kink community. So maybe he should be looking for dates in that particular area, because then people are generally more upfront and more willing to openly communicate about those types of things. But if he's not interested in that, I would definitely say before you start anything physical with someone is when you should bring it up. So whether that's the second date, third date, or 13th date, you know, we're all adults, and it's important to communicate openly about what you're looking for in a relationship, whether it's physical, emotional, or anything
whatever
else.
That is. Yeah, I think that's very important. It's sort of like Oh gosh, and this is one of those sayings that I always mess up. Fish where the fish are.
Yeah.
But like go to where you know the people that are into the things that you are into that might be a little clumsy in talking about. But if you're in that community where it's
And even if you wanted to use online dating, if you put on your profile, say, you know, I'm interested in the adult lifestyle, if someone's also interested, they'll know what that means. If they're not, then they'll be like, what does this guy mean? You know, so.
Perfect. That is perfect.
That's a good
tip.
Great
advice. Thank you, Shannon. And I'm actually just messaging him on Instagram right now, and I'm like, you should probably listen to some advice that we have for you right now.
Yeah.
Mandy and Trinity, so how do you navigate this sort of conversation about if you're into some weird thing, and I don't want to say weird, but things that are off the beaten path when it comes to the bedroom?
So when I was single, I was on eHarmony and some other dating websites, and one of the men I was talking to initiated a game where I was able to choose if I wanted a question in a like G-rated, R-rated, PG-7, you know, PG-13, whatever it is, and mm-hmm. and that's the question that he would get to ask me and vice versa.
Interesting.
And he was, yeah, so he was able to tell me some more elaborate things that he enjoys before we even met.
So after you played the game, what happened?
So needless to say, the conversation went on while I'm in my house, he's in his, and I had a bottle of wine, oh. and I learned some information about him, and I chose to never meet him.
Oh!
There it is.
So it was too much.
Way too much.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but I did not see that coming. And I feel like, what a great way to do it, though.
No, Holly, I didn't know I had sexual boundaries, but apparently I do.
Yeah.
So, concrete, marked down in concrete, never even considered and not coded.
Thank you so much for your phone call, Mandy. Let's go to Krista in St. Pete. How do you navigate these conversations about being into some off-the-beaten-path sexual things?
Well, I don't think it's something that you discuss on the first date, but definitely something that needs to be discussed before being intimate.
Right. And so have you gone down this path before? How did the conversations happen?
They were interesting and difficult, but it was like the third or fourth date that it was brought up.
Okay.
And I kind of put it out there.
And was it sort of like a formal, like, all right, so we need to have a conversation. I'm into XYZ. And you're like, oh, okay.
Right. How does that work?
Yeah, pretty much like this is what I'm into. And it was something that I felt needed to be discussed before anything else happened. And it was just, are you there or you're not there?
So are we saying third date? Third date is sort of the litmus of when you should have or when you can have these conversations about what you're into.
I think so. Third date is good.
I like that too.
Thank you very much. All right. So I'm going to tell him our official recommendation is third date,
mm-hmm.
maybe play a game like Mandy said,
mm-hmm.
to where it's sort of lighthearted. And then if they're not into it, and like Mandy said, they don't want to meet.
We never met.
Then you know that's not the person for you.
Right.
All right. Third date is when you can have that kinky conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We continue going commercial free. We've got Blown Off at 8:45.